Welcome back to Trash Rehash, the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Florida Bama Shore.
Yeah.
Episode 7.
Jeez. That's crazy. We're already 7 episodes in.
Yeah, but it feels like we're only 1 week in. 1 week and 3 days in, which I think is pretty accurate.
Yeah, they need to give, like, I think we said this last time, like, a timestamp or, like, day, whatever, since they were in the house.
Yeah, we know that when the hair dryer incident happened, it's been about a week. Gus mm-hmm. was in quarantine for 3 days. So I'm assuming that they've been in the house about 10 days, 9 or 10 days.
Probably, yeah.
Which that is crazy. Mm-hmm. That we're already on 7 episodes because so much shit's been going on.
I know.
But it's finishing up like the night after Bethany made them dinner. Candace and Bethany have like a little joke with Coda about having a threesome, which I feel like Cody is such a good sport, and he's funny, and he doesn't get like pissed off. Like, you know, some guys would be like, oh, that's not funny, you know, and get all douchey and pissed. But like, Cody's a good guy.
Yeah.
It was funny though.
No. Yeah, I like him. Yeah, the first like couple of minutes, I honestly didn't have like
Let's talk about Gus in that hotel though.
Yeah.
So I'm beat up on the outside and the inside.
It's just the way that he talks. It just drives me nuts because they're again no accountability. And even before they're all kind of talking and. Is it Amy and Nilsa are kind of like, we don't really have any faith that, you know, he's going to change his ways and be better.
Yeah.
But she's proven how many times that he shouldn't be trusted.
Yeah. You know, when he's over here talking, learn my lesson. I miss my roommates. Like, shut the fuck up. No, you didn't. And it's just, you know, I just want to even jump into when he's on his way back and it's like, I like the behind the scenes that they did with it to show like how the confessionals go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa. Cool.
Yeah.
I got a backstage pass. We were over here hearing the producer asking him, you know, like, how's he feeling and stuff. And there was, that was the one moment that I actually was like, he's definitely, you can tell he's uncomfortable. Like when he was like, I'm like feeling like he's saying that he's uncomfortable. He's really uncomfortable. And you can just like see him. And I'm like, and I kind of felt for him for like a moment. Cause it's like, yeah, that is like a really intimidating and cause you're embarrassed. But I wish that's almost like we were just talking about with Carl from Summer House. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I just wish that there was more accountability and just like honesty about really how you're feeling. Like, just say, I got a lot of shit that I'm going through. No excuse. Mm-hmm. I'm embarrassed by the way I'm acting because of this stuff that I have not dealt with. And that's why I'm scared to even show my face because I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
And maybe like, he doesn't really I think maybe he believes some bullshit.
Oh no, exactly. But like, even I think I understand that he probably, there is something obviously going on with him, whatever it may be, but Kirk, that doesn't mean that the rest of the house gets to be his punching bag. Like, this is also before that I saw that they actually got the punching bag for him too, but you know,
yeah.
Not to like have a pun, but like, so because he's going through something, we're like, oh, well, it's okay. He's going through something. You can't just keep saying that. They're like, well, what the fuck is he going through that makes him lash out this bad? Like, it's not fair to us to, like, have to deal with this and walk on eggshells.
Yeah, I guess it's just easy for Cody and Kurt to be like that because he's not doing it to them. But, like, that's just not good friends. Well, like,
I would respect his friends or them if they were like, you know, he is going through some shit, but also saying like, but it's not cool the way he's treating you.
Yeah, like, but they don't say that. Like,
because then I'd be like, well, yeah, because you should have your friends back, but also keep them accountable. And we even keep saying this about them. Like, they can admit when he's wrong and still have his back at the same time.
Yeah. Like, this is not helping him. Like, y'all are saying that you want him to get help and you want to help him. Like, this ain't it.
Which they even keep showing later. The second Gus gives some bullshit apology, they're like, oh, look how much you've grown. You're such a big boy now. It's like, dude, just because you apologize doesn't mean shit.
But let's talk about this apology. Because you have, you know, everyone sits down and he's like, and everyone's like, you know, fuck you for running away, you know, whatever. And he says that he loves everyone here, even Jeremiah and Nielsa. And he says, you know, there's a lot of demons, things that he's dealing with, and that he doesn't want to, you know, I don't want to bring up family stuff. I don't want to disrespect my family. So I won't bring up childhood, you know. And he says, I'm just going to start at the root of the problem, which I'm like, the root is your fucking family. So, okay.
So 4 seasons in, now you don't want to talk about your family.
But he does end up talking about his family later. Like, he's...
No, I know, but that's like... I know! So funny. It's like, well, in the first season, you talked about how your mom... You told the whole world your mom cheated on your dad. So... Yeah. But anyways, go on.
But he says he wants to bring up the root problem. And he brings up Jeremiah kicking him out again. Like, let's keep beating this dead horse. And he said, you know what? Just recut wounds from my own father. I have abandonment issues. It's like, oh, yes. Oh, wait. I thought you weren't going to talk about your... Oh, yeah, never mind. That's Gus. You know, that's what Gus does. He loves to talk about it. We don't need to get into my childhood. You know, everybody, you know, we've... Okay, Gus. But then he goes over to Nielsa and brings up Lisa and says that Lisa scared him, like, that she was going to leave him. Oh, I'm going to leave you if you talk to her, you do anything. And Nielsa really needed me. And I like stayed up with her all night, but nothing happened. Nothing happened. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. So first, I just want to say, I love how like stoic Jeremiah was being, because he thought you guys already squashed this beef because you two talked, and that's why Jeremiah is just like, I thought we like are done and over with, because we hugged it out, shook hands, said we were cool about this, because you said the same thing. And he said, yeah, I shouldn't have done it that way. Like Jeremiah said, like, yeah, I should have let you pack on your own. Or whatever more they said. I'm sure some of it was edited out.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that conversation was hella long because they kept hugging and love you, bro. Yeah. Bro.
Well, I'm like, well, and I thought you and Nielsa already squashed it too, which I was seeing, obviously it's just like on Reddit, so it doesn't mean it's true, but someone's like, just something doesn't add up. They're like, regardless if you like Nielsa or not, like as a cast member or in life, Nielsa doesn't make up shit like that for no reason. Like, she's like, and now she feels like she just has to go with it that nothing happened that night. Or they're like, Nielsa just doesn't make things up like that. Like, that they hooked up when they didn't.
Well, I don't remember. They showed the clip, and she didn't say that they hooked up. Like, she said that they, like, would you, like, they were in a bed together, you know? And, you know, like, I think that that's, like, the whole, it doesn't even matter if they did or not, because, you know, just like how you've been saying this whole time, and what Amy later says is, you broke, like, Lisa and him broke up on the show, like, while you were being filmed.
Before she saw any of that.
Yeah, before any of that. So it's just like this whole apology tour that he's doing, which not a good apology to Candace. He completely changed his whole fucking tune when he wants to apologize to Candace. But I'll tackle that in a moment. But during this whole apology just screams, oh, it's Gus again shifting the blame to not take any ownership. Like, you're bringing up past shit because that's all you got.
Well, again, with this Lisa shit and Nilsa, like, he keeps holding on to that, what Nilsa said. Lisa probably went off on him once it aired, but you two already had broken up at that point because she probably was like, so you did cheat or whatever happened.
Right.
But she had no idea about any of that until after the show aired and hence after they had broke up, unless they got back together at some point in between there. But as far as we know, they didn't.
Like, what are we missing? Like, did Lisa and him get back together after his whole ass other girlfriend that he had after Lisa?
And even like what I said before, this thing I saw on Reddit, they're like, so now he's actually saying what happened. All of a sudden he's saying it's because Nilsa was crying and he held her. Like, why didn't you say that from the fucking beginning? He kept saying like, no, nothing ever happened. You were never there. But now all of a sudden he's like, well, you were crying. It's like, well, why don't you say that from the beginning if like you were that stand up of a guy and looking out for your friend? But you didn't. So
yeah, he's such a manipulator.
Right. Because this is the first we're ever hearing that ever happened, that she cried herself to sleep and he was there. That's never been mentioned once.
Earlier, like in the season, that, you know, like, I was there for you, like, you came to my room and I was there for you, but he didn't like say all that. It was just weird. Like, she's like, I love just how Nielsen and Jeremiah were both just, you know, like, oh, okay, like, what? At the same time, how Cody is and Kurt are like, we love you, and like, it's okay. Mm. Like, it's like, it's not for you all to accept, you know? Mm. Like, this is not an apology to you all.
Good for Jeremiah, because like, Gus has hit him twice now, and like, any chance on social media, he like just slanders his name. So like, Jeremiah is supposed to be like all buddy buddy with him now? No. Right. And just because you apologize doesn't mean that you're supposed to be forgiven. That's not how it works.
No.
Apologizing is a step in the right direction. Yes, if you mean it. But, and I love Amy telling Cody, stop being messy. Oh my God. You know.
I know. Cody was being so messy.
Mm-hmm. Like, at first here, in this beginning, post the first apology. Yeah. The only apology.
But I did want to say about the Candace apology, like, is no one going to tell him, like, what his sister said to her?
Like, I kept waiting for that.
Like,
the whole time I was waiting.
Like, you need to apologize for that, too. Shit. But, I mean, Candace was really nice about it. I mean, he's like, I'm sorry for using your hair dryer. She's like, it wasn't about that, you know, like, just ask me. Like, it's just like, still, you don't even know why you don't even know why she was upset. It was
the respectfulness of it. Like, if you took it, if you used it, then put it back. Don't just lay it on the floor of your bathroom. Like, it wasn't that he used it. It was the way he like used it and just left it. And didn't tell her he was using it. Yeah. Or not even that he didn't tell her, but it's like he just kept it in his own room.
On the floor in the
bathroom. Also, I don't know if I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but when he's talking about how he like jumped the fence and stuff.
Yeah.
How does he always get these just perfectly clean cuts? Like, if he was jumping over a fence, shouldn't he have more than just two cuts on him? Like, shouldn't, if he like scratched up a fence, shouldn't there be like scratches all over?
I think he's just a fucking and these liar.
People but... that these people that jumped him just got one nice clean cut on his cheek. Guys don't fight like that.
It's just hard for me
yes, we saw.
To believe anything he says. Like, he comes off like such a compulsive liar, but at the same time, like, just like super calculated and manipulative, just like how he was talking about how Jeremiah is super calculated and like everything mm-hmm. that he says and does is to try to make him look good and appear a certain mm-hmm. way. Like, no, that's you. Like, yeah Jeremiah does a different thing, mm-hmm. but that's not it.
Well, he like just really believes everything that he says though.
Yeah.
Which is like scary. Like, he thinks like,
yeah, this is because he's around people that like egg him on. Like when, like how Cody was when he already starts talking shit about, oh, you know, about Nielsen and Jeremiah not saying anything afterwards. It's just like, no, if he was around people that would hold him the fuck accountable, he would not be doing this all the time. Like, if more people would cut him off for acting a damn fool, more people were like Jeremiah and getting like cold, like, or cold mm-hmm. towards him, maybe mm-hmm. he would start learning. But like, he knows exactly the type of people to go for though. That's mm-hmm. why he goes for like these young girls, you know, that are like early 20s or right out of high school, you know, like these immature people that don't.
He's telling her, these girls, everything they want to hear, so toxic. You know,
and not in the good Britney Spears way, bad way. But yeah, then he talks about how he was happy that Jeremiah was a part of the search party. Like, shut the fuck up. Like,
at least he did acknowledge though that he least expected Jeremiah to do anything.
It's just hard for me to even hear that when he's like, it's sandwiched between him talking mad shit.
Yeah.
But I do like that, you know, Kurt goes up to Jeremiah and is like, how are you doing? And Jeremiah's like, I've seen the dark side and I don't trust him. And, you know, like, what's going to be the last straw for you? And Kurt's like, I mean, if he says this and he doesn't keep his word, then like, whatever, you know? And it's like,
but it's not, we know that's not true.
Well, yeah, you know, they're buddy-buddy now, you know, it's just not,
but
we're not even, we're still in Montana. Can we even, we're not going to stay in Montana. Like, there's a whole nother, like, half of this in another warmer environment. And this is crazy. And,
like, Jeremiah just isn't accepting the apology until he sees that, like, real change. Like, actions speak louder than words. And I think that's, like,
rude, you know?
No, and he's like, I don't want to, like, come at him the wrong way. But he's just like, until I see, like, I'm not believing anything till I see it.
Yeah.
Which I think he has every.
And they all should be like that. But I especially understand Jeremiah being like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at night, Cody, Candace, Gus, and Jeremiah, well, Jeremiah's sleeping, but they're all like hanging out. And Gus did have I'll give Gus this, his apology to Candace afterwards at that time came off a little bit more sincere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it hit him because she was hanging out with them, you know, like she was hanging out, and it really bugged him that Jeremiah and Nielsa weren't on his ass, because that's what he's used to. Mm. He wants to be babied. He wants the attention. But, you know, Candace is hanging out with them and having a good time. Mm. And then that's when he wants to say like a more sincere apology. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I really am sorry, you know,
which like. It bothers me that Candace is being so nice to him, because it's like, girl, he's never been nice to you. Like, that's why, like, you deserve so much better, Candace.
Yeah, but you know, I also like, get it. Like,
no, and I do, but it's like, oh, I just want more people just to, like, fucking crush like, Gus, because he needs to actually learn. But yeah, I think she knows, too, that, like, he's never going to like her, so make this enjoyable for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Which even Jeremiah was kind of that way too. He was like, you know what? I'm not going to like start shit with him because we're all having a good time here and I want to keep it going. So.
Yeah, I think like if more people in the house would just hold him accountable or call him out on his bullshit, then it wouldn't be such, like, then Gus wouldn't be able to pop off at Candace when she says something to him, or Jeremiah. You know, it's just, it makes them feel like they need to walk on eggshells and be super nice and cordial, or they're going to look at the bad guy. And it's like, not right. Or they're going to be, you know, ostracized. No. Yeah. But yeah, the punching bag also pisses me off. It's like, really? The next day showing him punching the punching bag, I'm like, he's fucking weak. It didn't even look good. Like,
no.
I thought you maybe took some boxing classes, but I see why you got those scars on your face, because your dumbass can't punch.
I did see someone on Reddit was like, you know, I'm actually really disappointed in Jeremiah, because, you know, before when Gus came back, he was like, we got this punching bag, but, you know, he's going to say, well, oh no, now I don't have to use Jeremiah. And he did. And someone's like, he should have done like a Jim from The Office. Just look at the camera after he said that, which how funny would that have been? Like, cause you know, Gus would have been fucking pissed. I would have loved if he just like side-eyed the camera. Not saying he should have, but
I needed
like
a reaction.
Imagine how funny it would have been if he just like side-eyed the camera for that.
Yeah. And it's also, when he said that and everyone's like laughing, it's like, that's another put his hand, like, you shouldn't be doing that. Like, that was the problem too. Like, we're talking about a whole other problem from why he ran away. But there was a worse thing that he did with Jeremiah days ago. But it broke my heart when Nielsa talks with her mom about her dad and, oh, it broke my heart. Like, it actually made me tear up watching that.
Yeah, and it's such, like, a big loss for her. And she's pregnant, so she's got so many other emotions going on. She's away from her whole family. Yeah, and having this immature ass dude that's still going on about a breakup that happened over a year ago. And she's happily moved on. Like, and her and Gus weren't even one.
Oh, sorry.
When the other Gus weren't even a thing at all when they were in St. Pete's.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's just, like, can we not keep talking about the past? But I thought it was, you know, when she was crying and she's like, you know, I'm homesick. And Jeremiah, which I was also like, she should be home too. You know, like, she should. And I guess that's why she doesn't probably go to the next place. I'm pretty sure we found out that she doesn't. Wherever they go. I keep thinking that's like Arizona, but maybe it's not. I don't know where they go.
Maybe it was. They go someplace not Montana.
But I love that Jeremiah is saying, you know, he wants to be there for her and he invites her on a walk. But I was cracking up when Gus is going down the stairs and Jeremiah is just like waiting for, you know, and then goes up. And then Nielsa's just like, she just got done crying, you know, like whatever. And he's like, what's wrong? You like something's up there. She's like, I'm fine, you know. She wasn't even like, she wasn't giving off a vibe that had anything to do with him. But of course he has to make it about his fucking self and is like, oh, of course, like, though they're best buds, you know, like.
Like the two people that I like apologize to, blah blah blah. And like, I think Nielsa and Jeremiah have done a lot of growing up.
Yes.
Like, they've come a long way. But it shows that Gus's apologies weren't that real, because if he really did care, he'd keep trying. Like, he would have pulled Nielsa aside post talking to the house, saying, like, hey, can we like have a talk? But he doesn't care because he's narcissistic. Same with Jeremiah. If he really did want to, like, that's what you do when you really do show like you want to be like rekindle a friendship, is like you make an effort.
Yeah, but the problem with Gus is that if he pulled her aside, he wouldn't say, I just want you to know, like, I really am sorry that all this got like I did all that. He would say, no. Like, I want to talk to you more about like why it's bothering me, like why I'm so upset. And it's just because Lisa this and Lisa that, or with Jeremiah, like, it's because you kicked me out. It's because you packed up my shit. Like he has to get to a certain place with himself to even be able to learn how to fucking apologize. Like he just can't do it. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to watch.
Well, that's why I was like, he really has not grown in the 2 days he was quarantined. Shocker.
Yeah. But what about when he says that to Kurt, that he's disgusted? I'm disgusted.
Well, it's like, maybe they don't care that Jeremiah is quote unquote fake. Maybe they're like, hey, we're all having a good time. Who cares? Like, this is fun. There's no drama.
Yeah, no, well, he's even just like, people are falling for his shit. He's fake. We're just having a good time.
Well, and I wish someone would have said that instead of being like, well, he just doesn't affect us like it does Gus. Why don't you say like, no, he's just like, it's been fun. Like, he's chill. We don't care. There's no point to like have beef.
Yeah, like I did like that. I was worried with Cody at first with how he was like, mm-hmm. You just don't know how Cody's mm-hmm. going to be, because he seems like more petty, not petty, but mm-hmm. he starts shit. He's messy. And, but I like how he said, you know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, like I'm basically like, this is a clean slate. Like, why are we still talking about Jeremiah? Which I totally agree with that. Why? Like, why are you so obsessed?
Well, it seems like Cody is like, yeah, we're having fun. Like, he's been cool. Well, and he said something. He's like, I don't understand how, like, he can, like, be different outside the house. And he comes in, he's totally different. That's what having a job is. Like, you go into your job.
This is the job.
Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Outside, it's different. That's what.
Yeah. But Gus is like trying to start some shit, like bringing up that, like, how many texts did you send him and how many calls did you make to him? And it's like, this is all old shit. And when we came here, that was all, as soon as Jeremiah walked in the door, this was brought up. Like, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Like, we have not heard from you. And they hashed it out and that was it. Mm-hmm. Gus is the one with the issue. It's like, stop making us have to choose a side here.
Well, and yeah, when he brought up to Cody, how many times has he texted you? He's like, yeah, and he ignored me. So,
yeah.
So what?
Right. Me, not you. Like, this is about, like, don't tell me how I need to be. But the worst thing that I feel like he was saying was like, you know, like that, like, bugged me if I was Kurt, is like, you know, him saying like, and I feel like y'all are giving into his shit too. Like, y'all are buying his shit. You too, Kurt. You too, Cody. You know, like, I would be pissed. He's like, and y'all telling me I'm being petty. Like, it's unbelievable that how much Kurt and Cody have stuck their necks out for this motherfucker and have really showed their ass with defending him and giving, trying to get everyone to give him, like, you know, the benefit of the doubt. And you're going to turn on them right now? Like, this is the next morning.
Yeah. I mean, he's willing to, like, turn on him in a second.
Yeah.
So, and
to throw the cup.
Yeah, it's just, you would think that it'd be like, dude, we've, like, been defending you for this whole time. And because we can actually be civil with people, like, you're pissed at us. I mean.
Yeah, but, you know, they'll be fine because we see in the preview.
Yeah.
Katie's cousin coming down and everyone's partying, but it's Gus and Jeremiah going after the cousin. Interesting.
Yeah,
which I'm not hopefully trying to say that.
It's not, no, hopefully they don't, it's not played out too much, because, like, I just don't really want to see any of that, to be totally honest.
I really don't.
I don't want, because Jeremiah can't flirt. He's awkward as hell. And
I guess it's creepy and cringy too.
Yeah.
It's like his dance. Jeremiah's cringy because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's awkward.
Because he's dorky. That's why.
Yeah. Cringy. It's not like creepy. It's just like, ugh, good try.
Yeah.
Gus thinks he's like so slick and, hey, beautiful. Hey, gorgeous. Those eyes are gorgeous. Yeah, you're gorgeous. Let me buy you a drink. What are you drinking? So get out of here. I would not trust my drink around you, you fucking freak. Get out of here. But yeah, my favorite of the episode though was actually Jeremiah.
I had him down, but then I was like, you know what? Who I've actually have not had a problem with this whole time. Nielsa, I wanted to give her some love because, you know what, she's been, especially this episode, because she's been attacked a lot.
I'm taking that away. Mine's gonna be Nielsa too. Because okay. I don't know how I didn't even put Nielsa. But yeah, Nielsa 100%. Agreed. Scratching that out. I've never done that before. That's, I don't know if it's allowed, but I'm doing it.
It's fine. Because even when she was talking to Amy about the Lisa thing, she's like, he still is like kind of making it seem like it was all me.
Yeah. Like she sees
it was all you. Yeah.
Which I love. Least favorite guest.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't foresee that changing for me.
It was Gus when Gus was not even in the episode.
Yeah.
Like, Gus, you suck. But he posted on Instagram, he's like, came back to the real world and see I'm still hated, LOL, and has been like, people want me to cut my hair, but nope, and it's like getting really long. He's just,
well, like,
he should have gone away for help, though. Like, that's what I was hoping that he went away for, honestly, but I don't think so.
I could give him a little more some credit back if he ever was like, you know, I was in the wrong here. I've never once heard him say that he was in the wrong, or if he does, it's very like, well, yeah, I guess I was wrong. Like,
yeah, we need a reunion. Never, like, sincere. We need a reunion, and I promise I have no issue to give Gus a compliment or to say that he's grown, or, you know, he just doesn't give me anything to say. Like, I want him to be good.
I'd love to see it. Because, like, you know what? The first season, was he obnoxious? Yes, but I still liked him. He still, you know, had a little bit of a heart left in him.
Yeah.
You know?
He says that reality TV ruined him.
Because you became an egomaniac.
Yes. I was like, once you got on those covers of, it was after season one. When you got on the covers of those novels, those romantic novels, gag.
Yeah. I just, like, don't trust a lot of shit that he's ever said.
Yeah.
About his life, so.
Yeah, I remember season one when I was Team Gus and anti-Nielsa. Like, I was like, why is Nielsa not, like, going? Why do you want Jeremiah?
Like, yeah, I thought, like, oh, he's just, like, a cute little country boy. No. Good job, Nielsa.
I could have told you that. I was like, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Just screams homeschool kid, which he is, which happens. But like, shit. No. But yeah, so we have another episode tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting. And another episode of Summer House.
Yeah.
And we still got to watch Unexpected, but we will be doing that and rehashing that sometime this week.
Yeah.
But anything else?
No, just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes. Go follow us. And until next time, bye.